only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Just like music.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to another edition of the Monday Night Jukebox. The Monday Night Jukebox called Musically Inclined, right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. On the Monday Night Jukebox called Phone Fantasy Radio, I am your hostess, Miss La Crush Hearts, and we are ready to groove. Tonight is one of them nights you just groove out to. It is also the first Monday of the month, and you know what that is. That is Who's on Fleek. That's what we're asking tonight. Who's on Fleek? Are your eyebrows on Fleek? Did you just go get some wax? You know, share your good news with us. We want to help you celebrate, whether it be a birthday, anniversary, job promotion, you got a new hairdo, you wore a new dress, whatever it was. If it's good news, positive news, and it happened to you, call us live at 805-830-8320. Press 1. Or you can also join us in the chat room, which is open right now at blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. I'm going to tell you who's on Fleek. Me. I was on Fleek this Saturday night. I watched the Mayweather fight. We had the NBA playoffs going on. We had food, drinks, people. It was a good time. Great way to start off May. Springtime. The weather was nice. Feeling good about myself. Yeah, so I was on Fleek this weekend. So shout out to me. Hey, go me. Go me. Go me. Had to celebrate for myself, right? Give us a call. Let us know, how did things turn out for you this weekend? Big shout out to Floyd Mayweather and everybody that tuned in to the fight live. I was watching it. We got the NBA, you know, we got the Spurs and the Clippers was popping. It was a good night. Big bottle of Amsterdam. You know, let us know what you did this weekend. It was a very eventful weekend. You had the Avengers came out. Debut this weekend. So you know what? Let me know, what did you do this weekend? Because if you was home and you wasn't watching the fight and you wasn't watching NBA and you was twiddling your thumbs and you was lonely and you was bored and you was, you know what? That's your fault. That is your fault. It was too much going on this weekend for you to be by yourself at home, lonely, not feeling good. You know, unless you were sick or something. Other than that, you had something to do. You could have went to any sports bar. It was popping right now. You know, you could have found your date. You could have went to the movies. You could have stayed home and watched the NBA. You could have did something. The weather was nice. So what was it that things wasn't going? We want to know who's on Fleek. Fuck that. We don't care if you stayed home by yourself. We want to know what it is that you did and why you was on Fleek. Did you get your hair done? Did you get your nails done? How you feeling about yourself? All that good stuff. That's what it is right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. Who's on Fleek? Bringing some positivity to the airwaves because there's just so much going on. We just want to hear nothing but good news tonight. You can always visit our website at www.phonefantasyradio.com. And guess what? It's the Monday Night Jukebox, so I got my playlist together. This is that playlist that's going to make you stomp your feet, bop your head, because we do what we do. All right. On that note, let me get started. Monday Night Jukebox right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. I'm like the Staple Sisters. I'm going to take you there. What? Be right back.
Mm-hmm.
welcome, welcome back to the Monday Night Jukebox. And guess what? I'm going to take you there. Tonight is just one of those nights. Just roll out, tap your foot, all that good stuff. And tonight we're asking, who's on fleek? Share your good news with us. 805-830-8320. And right now I got my good friend representing Baton Rouge, Louisiana. What's going on, Lady C?
Hey, how you doing?
I am awesome, awesome, awesome. I'm awesome.
That is great.
How are you doing, Lady C?
I'm doing good, doing good, doing good.
How's your day? How's your day?
It was a good day. It was a very good day.
And how was the weekend? Very eventful weekend.
I had a good weekend.
You had a good weekend?
I had a good weekend. I was a
good
girl.
I had a good
huh? I was a good girl.
Oh, me too. Not by choice. Put that out there. Let me put that out there. Not by choice. But anyway, it was a very eventful weekend. It was a lot of things going on. We had the Avengers movie debuted. We had the Mayweather and Pacquiao fight. We also had good weather. We had something to do. We had the NBA playoffs. You know, all the little sports bars and lounges that they were. Everybody should have been out this weekend. Nobody should have been home. Everybody should have something to do this weekend. What you think? What you do?
Yeah, they did. They should have. I mean, it was, like you said, it was a lot going on. It's no more than just make yourself happy.
That's it. If nothing else, just to go out and have a good time. That's it. That's it. Meet new people. Huh?
Hey, hi. How you doing?
That's it.
And don't have,
that is
don't
it.
Have a grumpy face, a grumpy attitude.
But you know somebody did. You know somebody did. They couldn't help it. They couldn't help it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I had an awesome time. I enjoyed myself this weekend. I was going back and forth from the NBA game to watching the closer episodes to watching the fight. Now, the fight was awesome, Lady C. Let me tell you this. This was the first time I have ever watched Mayweather box.
Oh, okay.
You know, and I got a new perspective for him. You know, and I liked it. I enjoyed it, and I got the hang of it. It was nothing too complicated. I followed, you know, I followed it, and I just thought that it was cool, you know, and I just see why folks would say he was the greatest of this time. I'm not going to say of all
right.
time, because that's not true.
Right.
He's the greatest of this time. We'll give him that. Can't take away his 48 wins and zero losses. You can't take that
right.
away from him. You know,
a lot of people was upset with the fight, but it was a good fight, from what I hear.
It was a good fight.
I haven't
yeah,
watched
it, like,
it all
well,
the way.
Because, you know what, a lot of folks was not getting it. You know, it's
they
the were, boxing.
It was a knockout.
It's not a brawl fight. Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, if it was a knockout, I'm sure there wouldn't have been much.
No problem.
No, there wouldn't have been no problem, right. It would have been a shut and cold cage. But because it was the judges and these folks, you know, it's always yeah. that skeptical, that skepticism. Is that a word, skepticism? You know, people are always skeptical when it comes to decisions like that, you know.
Why yeah. the judges?
But
you should have knocked him out. No, that's the way it went.
No,
it
no, 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 no.
They earned their money. They earned their money.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. At the end of the day, you get a knock. You know, they did that with Tyson.
Yeah.
Remember, Tyson has this big fight. Everybody was excited. They ordered this pay-per-view,
right.
and Tyson knocked him out in less than two rounds. It was like the first, second round, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and they was upset. Wait, we didn't have no fight.
Right.
I paid all this money, and this all I get?
Right, I spent $100 for these tickets. Bye, 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 bye. So it really wasn't no fight, and Tyson was good, known for that. He was known as knocking people out. But that's not what Mayweather was about. Mayweather's not about knocking him out. Mayweather is about controlling the ring. He's going to put on a show for you. He's going to get you, give you your money's worth. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, and
I think that's exactly what he did. And his $180 million, and he didn't just not care. You know what I mean? Like, he had to prove a point, not to us, not to himself, but to his doubters out there.
Right.
So prove a point that, you know, this is what I does, this is what I do type situation. And a lot of people fail to realize that. He's created this persona. He's going to, like nobody else can do this of this time. He's going to lay it out for you, plain and easy. He wanted y'all to watch this. Like, no, regardless of what y'all can say, what y'all hate about, I'm a boxer. This is what I do. He proved that in every round. You know, so it's not like, oh, he just won a fight. No, he won all 12 rounds, if I'm not mistaken. Like 12 or 11 rounds, he was always up top. You know, he laid the most punches on average in the 12 rounds, you know, so.
And
the thing with Pacquiao,
I said, that's the thing. He did what he had to do to take control all the time. Mm-hmm. He didn't just go boom, 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 I'm knocking him out. He says, look, I'm going to work this ring. I'm going to work this. And that's what he did. He worked the ring.
Can
he made his money.
Because
see, after the first round, I would say, okay, bye. Go home. I'm tired. Just hit me. I'm going to lay down. Because I made my million yet, okay, I can lay down.
No, PJ. And, you know, he does this at the end of the day. You know, he does this. It was exciting to watch. You know, you got to watch the little biopics they put down before the show. You know, you got the little mini fight in between. During that little mini fight, I don't think it was a mini fight, but, you know, the fight before the actual main event. You know, we were just flipping through it. We was watching an NBA game. I started watching other parts of the TV show. You know what I mean? Then we came back to the game. You know, we playing chess or something like that and come back to it. So
right.
Overall, I think it was a good setup.
I mean, they did what they intended to do. They entertained us, and they made their money, and they didn't just go boom, boom, done. We're done.
Right. They made sure they entertained you. Right.
Because, I mean, like you say, when they do have a short fight, as bad as they are, they get madder about that, but then they say that, she wants the whole thing, but when you get it too fast, then they're like, wait a minute, I paid $100 for this? Wait a minute, I flew out to Vegas for this?
Mm-hmm.
You know. So everybody, you got your money worth. You went to Vegas, you paid for that $500 seat.
Right,
for that $100 pay-per-view at home.
I paid for it, but I got a little discount because we had issues with the TV, but I got a little discount. So that's what's up. Well, tonight, guys and dolls, we're asking who's on fleek. Tell us your good news. Call us up live, 805-830-8320. How was your weekend? Let us know. We're having a good time here. I got Lady C representing Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I also got some good music. So right now it's the Monday Night Jukebox. I'm going to go ahead take a nice quick break. Once again, we're tapping our feet, tapping our fingers to this one. Yeah, we're going way back. Back into the 80s. We'll be right back.
Whoa, whoa.
Oh,
my hope, and I can't let you go. You are the one who, you are the one who makes me feel so real. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, what am I supposed to do? Oh, what am I supposed to do, baby, when I'm so hooked up on you? Then I realize, oh, I realize that you are somebody else's guy.
Okay.
Yes, good news. Anyway, so the weekend was good. Today the weather was beautiful outside, almost 80 degrees out here in New York City, and I was hot, not on purpose.
We passed 80 a long time ago.
So? So what, we just kick it, just catching up. I don't care what's hot out there. Cute.
It felt good, though. It did.
Huh?
I said, it be feeling nice, though.
Yeah.
You know, what you see, the thing about it, you be looking for that breeze. What a breeze. What a breeze.
What a breeze at. It's just dry air.
Mm-mm. You know, when the summer comes, you be waiting on that breeze that came during the fall and stuff. Like, okay, what an egg, you know?
What a rest of it. What a rest of the good news. Where the rest of it at? Anyway, folks, any more good news out there? Okay, here's some good news I'm going to share with y'all. My bald spot grew in. Did I share that with y'all already? If y'all know, for the past couple of years, y'all seen pictures of me chopping it off, letting it grow back out, chop it off again, let it grow back out, bald spot, now I'm letting it grow back out. So that has been my journey with hair for like the last 4 years, 3 years or so. Yeah, went back to the barbershop twice, got it all cut off. And then when I finally thought I had it good back in 2013, I ended up having a bald spot on the top of my head. And it was accidentally done because I was fancy that weekend. Y'all seen the pictures. I was cute that summer. And I had this mohawk style. And they had put a new chemical in there that you're supposed to just wash out with water. And I had the weave-in and the glue thing. And I just thought you'd take it out the same way. Nobody told me I had to use just water. And it would rinse out. So I put the oil in. And that ate up not only the glue, but also the hair that was attached to it. So I had a bald spot since 2013. And in 2014, I started a new regimen. And now I got hair. I got hair again. Proud of that. I'm all sweet. Go me. So now the debate is, Lady C, I'm going to say it just like this, too. I got nigga hair. Ain't no Indian in my family. Ain't no Puerto Rican in my family. Ain't no, oh, those are just baby hairs. No, those are nap bitches. That's it. Straight kitchen. Ain't no, those are just curly hairs. No, bitch. Those are naps. And it hurts. It is very, very painful to go natural. I don't know who, what, when, how they did it. Because I can't do it. That shit is painful. I mean, breaking combs. And by the time you're done, you got a headache. You done sweat out the one part that you finally got detangled and, you know, manageable. What you sweating on the other part, you done drew that back up. So this is where I'm at, Lady C. What the hell do I do with this nigga hair? Yeah, I said it.
Well, I don't do natural either. Everybody tell me, go natural, try it. I said, why? I break combs. My hair, it's thick. It holds heat. It holds water. It holds everything. I sweat from my scalp out. Natural is so beautiful. All you got to do is puff it. I want to comb my head. You see how much hair up here? If I puff it, I'm doing Angela Davis look.
Not even. They are serious. With a big shout out to Bubba from the Backwoods Show, who's in the chat room just now. He just lost his appetite. But Lady C, so I did this one thing. I don't know, Lady C, you know about this. Back in the day, used to have to get up extra early on Easter Sunday and get your hair pressed. Sitting next to the stove with the Dax or the Blue Magic or the what's the red and green one? I can't think of the name, but it came in a red and green jar.
Pomade and stuff.
Huh?
Bergamot.
Mm-hmm. All that. And you sat there, and you heard sizzling, like bacon was frying.
And it was your hair.
Old fish oil. They used to use that, too. The old fish oil. Anything to moisturize it, and it...
To try to hold the heat in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And say, look, we don't want to burn your scalp, but the grease hit your scalp, and that stuff burns.
That shit was fire.
My mom was a beautician, so yeah.
That shit.
And it wasn't electric pressing combs. It was the ones that they had to put on the fire to make
sure
they was red hot and wiped off, and then you hear your hair going,
that's it. Like, nigga, my hair gonna burn off in your hand the way you doing it. And then once she did that, and she had your hair nice and straight, and you was feeling good about yourself because your hair was down to your shoulders. You know, you had some length. Like, yeah, you felt good about yourself. And then she pulled out the curling iron. She had to curl it up. She had to curl up, put your hat on, and then she put pins in the hat.
Your head
is already tender. Because she done straightened it. So now they got to put pins in the hat to keep the hat on. Because mind you, it's Easter Sunday. You got to go to church. And you've been up since 6 o'clock for her to do this. Because she got to do you, your sister, your cousin Ray Ray, who came over last night. You know, everything has been laid out since Friday. Mm-hmm. Caught a flashback to the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and don't move. You sit there and let go. Don't you get yourself dirty. Don't you mess up your hair. Go sit and look pretty. Don't you get dirty. And you better not mess up your hair.
Right, you go outside, and all y'all doing is walking up and down the block because y'all can't run.
No.
You can't sit on the ground. So you can't lean up against nothing. So all you're doing is literally walking back and forth in front of the gate. Like y'all just pacing. That's it. You can't do nothing. Can't eat nothing because it's going to drip on your clothes.
No candy now.
Right. No ice cream.
I just want a little bit. Wait till I church.
And then don't forget the heathens. Your heathens, a.k.a. your friends, the ones that don't go to church, the ones that ain't got God in their life, they walking by, and they keying at you because you standing there, can't lean up against nothing, can't do nothing. And they heathens. You know, that's what Grammy used to call them. Call them heathens.
Why do you want them to be your friends anyway? They going to hell.
Ain't going to church. Ain't doing nothing. Mm-hmm. A lot going on.
Yeah, my grandmother used to say, don't hang out with them. Did you see them in church Sunday? No, ma'am. Don't talk to them right now. I can't talk to you today. It's Sunday. You didn't go to church.
Oh, man. It's crazy.
Oh, your grandma know I didn't go to church.
And she ain't see you. They was too busy talking about you in church. Yeah. That's the thing, Granny. How you going to sit up there and call them heathens and you having a conversation about them in church?
In church.
Who does that? I don't know, Granny.
My mom did that. They did that. You wasn't in church. They're going, girl, I ain't seen Sister so if I bring her to girl, you know that boy ain't paying no attention.
Mm-hmm.
They got in trouble at school, and, you know, the police was looking for him. I don't know what he done this time.
Uh-huh. In church. And you usually shaking your head because you didn't understand the politics.
No.
That's what it was. You didn't understand the politics. I don't know about nobody else, but church used to freak me out.
You be in church and they supposed to be goody-goodies, and you go, if you sit down as a child, you sit down and listen to the women talking, you're like, really?
What? Yeah.
If they don't know you there, you sitting there and you listen to them, you're like, they in the kitchen cooking. Girl, you see them children? That ain't really their daddy, but he think it's their daddy. But we can't say nothing, you know, for Lord gonna help her. And you're sitting there like, really?
that's not their daddy. But he always been there. He say he ain't daddy.
Bubba, I am not going to read that. I'm going to need you to pause. I got to read it because it's good news. Okay, Bubba from the backwoods said he had some good things happen this weekend. He was bailed out of jail. Thank the Lord for McDonald's, a cold beer, a smoke, and a prostitute. He KFC on that pussy because it was finger looking good with two shots of penicillin from his doctor afterwards. You know what, Bubba? You know what? I can't with you, Bubba. I can't. Yes, that's what he said. Shout out to Bubba from the backwoods.
Two shots of penicillin.
Huh?
I say two shots of penicillin.
That's what he said, two shots. Not only did he F it, he also licked it. Oh, no.
All right.
It was hot. It was like
well,
hot.
They said you got to lick it before you stick it.
I don't know about all that. Because the way my mind is set up. Ooh. So, I was talking to this guy, and I stopped talking to him. So, what he did today was he called my naughty line. He called my naughty line. He was talking to me, buttering me up. And then he said, my name is such and such, but they call me such and such. So I'm like, I know such and such. So I'm like, oh, that's nice. You know, I'm in character. You know, he called the super fluffy flirt. So I'm in my naughty character, Lady C. He's like, yeah, I've been trying to get with you because I want to eat that ass. Now, I mean, wait, what? Then he hit me with the foreplay, Lady C. He said, are you still in Brooklyn? I said, you know me? That's scary. Don't be doing that. That's some stalker shit. Don't be doing that. Started telling me stuff. You know, you in Bed-Stuy, you in Papa Ma. Like, oh, hell no. He's like, this is me. Nigga, that is not going to make me want to meet you.
You got all that info? No.
You know, like, really? I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Anyway,
no,
folks, it's also the Monday Night Jukebox, so we're going to get back into some music. 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Join us. Big shout out to Bubba in the chat room. Keeping it entertaining as always. Lady C representing Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We're going to come back and finish the conversation. And this song is awesome. I'm just going to say that. Be back.
Yeah.
Monday Night Jukebox, right here, Musically Inclined, Phone Fantasy Radio, playing the good music from yesterday, today, and tomorrow, while asking Who's on fleek? We want to hear your good news so far. Birthdays, anniversaries, job promotions, you got a new hairdo, your eyebrows on fleek, you got some and it was good. Whatever it may be, give us a call live at 805-830-8320. Press 1 to speak. Or you can join us in the chat room by going to blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio or just visit our website, phonefantasyradio.com. That's it. Tune in live. It'll take you to where you need to go. Tomorrow night is parental guidance. And the topic, a woman can't raise no man. It's that time of year again. Mother's Day is coming Sunday, May 10th, and we're taking a closer look at a viral video that was caught during the, as they call it, Baltimore uprising, of a single mother caught disciplining her teenage son on live television during coverage, which he was in attendance. Also, it's sparking a debate on whether or not a woman can raise a proper, and I put in quotations, real man. So let's dispel some of the stereotypes, bias, once and for all. A woman can't or cannot raise a man. So that's tomorrow night, Parental Goddess, the Honey Suite, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. So definitely join us. Sounds like it's going to be an interesting conversation. You're going to be there, Lady C, right?
I'm going to be there. I'll probably be a little late, but I'm going to be there.
Okay. Yeah, so, you know, a lot has been going on. Every time Mother's Day come, Father's Day come, these debates go on and on and on and, you know, jump on a bandwagon so we can focus on other stuff next month. We've been doing a lot lately. A lot of that. So we definitely got to tune into that. Because I know there are some awesome single mothers who's done it more than once and all at the same damn time have raised some awesome, sexy men out there all by themselves. So I'm going to need them to stop with that. You know, just stop. Really. That makes no sense. And if y'all so concerned about it, why are they not stepping up? Okay, sorry. Tomorrow night. You gotta focus. Focus. It's positive night. Who's on fleek? Positivity. That's what we're about tonight. Also,
most definitely.
Yes. Also, Wednesday night. There's no zoning in dating on the Damo Show with myself and Jay Willa. We are taking a look into why people lead others on with faulty pretenses. Also, what's the friend zone? And can you come back from it? Does it even exist? There's no zoning in dating. Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is on Phone Fantasy Radio. We'll also be back here Thursday night with Mistress Sexy May Live. Did you know that May is National Masturbation Month? So, you know, we're going
to
be talking about
celebrate then.
I said that too, girl. Once a week, twice a week, every day of the week. Okay.
As often as I can remember. As often as I can remember.
As long as I got the time. All I need is 10 minutes.
Hold on.
Well,
a little late.
Be sitting up there watching TV. And you be like, oh, you know what I can do? What's your mind? You're in the kitchen, you're drinking some water, and you stop. You say, oh, you know what I could be doing? So the weather got me going, Lady C. It is inspiring. It's bringing out this other side of me. I don't know. Phone Fantasy Radio may have to go on vacation this summer. I don't want to be in the house. I don't want to be sweating bullets in front of the in front of the laptop hosting the show. Is that bad?
No.
I think we did good. We've been on since January. Here we are going into May. I think this is the longest run we've ever had. Consistently. I'm sorry, guys. It is. A whole 6 months? Come on now. Yeah, I know how I'll be doing. Huh?
Go on the road. Show on the road. Show on the road.
Show on the road. It's easier said than done. It's easier said than done. I'm going to be getting kicked off. There's no music. We're just going to be talking to ourselves. Like now. I don't know. We'll see. I just don't feel like sitting in front of a fan. And then I have blackouts. That's the thing. Like, seriously, we have really bad electricity in this building. The wiring sucks. So as soon as somebody put their AC on, the whole building goes out. And you got to wait for the landlord or the super or whoever to switch box. Right. I don't have a switch box in my house. So I have to wait for somebody. You got to call them and call them and call them and call them until they're good and ready to turn it back on. So that's another thing, too. And we got these new folks, and they don't know no better, and they're going to turn it on, and it's going to be like 90 degrees outside.
Why did you put that on right now? You could have waited. Stay on.
I ain't going to do it. I know one thing. I'm about to buy me 3 more fans. And everywhere you go in my room is going to have a
fan. The fan's going to be blowing.
Mm-hmm. That's another thing. I don't know if y'all going to be able to hear me with all these fans. I already got 1, 2, 3 fans. I'm about 3 more. You know, 5 of them is going to be facing the bed. 1 is going to be next to the computer. Yeah, I'm serious. I think. 2 in the window, 3 against the bed, 1 facing the computer, the other one facing me and my face. Yeah, I'm gonna stay cool this summer. Mm-hmm. That's how it's going down. Ooh, we made top of the hour, 30 minutes remaining on the Clizzock. Yeah. We had to short this show down to 90 minutes. All right,
mm-hmm.
It's a Monday Night Jukebox. This song right here is awesome. Did I play it already? I don't know. We're going to play it again. Because it's awesome. It's one of my faves. Be right back. Something of the Way You Make Me Feel. Stephanie Mills. One of my favorites. Definitely in the top 20 of my favorites. Okay. Be right back.
Makes me feel real good. You make me
It would not be the Monday Night Jukebox if I did not include Michael Jackson. May he rest in peace, Pretty Young Thing. Before that, Stephanie Mills, Something in the Way You Make Me Feel, all that. Lady C.
Yes.
What you thinking over there?
Good. I like those. That was good.
Yeah.
Good.
Like I said, tomorrow night we'll be back at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with the Honey Sweet Parental Guidance. Who's on fleek? We ask you that. You can always call up. We got the chat room popping with Bubba having a good old time chatting to himself. Keep bouncing in there, and then I bounce back out because I'm like, no, I'm not even going to acknowledge that. Not even going to say it. But we do appreciate you, Bubba, for coming through and joining the show, I hope, and supporting us. We thank you so much. Hope you're having a good time. So it's hot outside. It's May. There are leaves on the trees. That's when you know you finally made it to the next season, when the trees grow leaves. Now, you
right.
know, you know, moved on. I done heard birds chirping. The birds then flew back over here. You know, they go south for the winter. So they coming back now. Trees got the leaves. I'm itching to just do stuff. I want to do stuff. I'm planning on finding me a new bathing suit. I want to go to the beach. I had to say that with caution. The beach. I don't know about the beach. I'm scared of the beach.
Why are you scared of the beach?
Because, Lady C's, they, it's scary out here. Scary. The beach is scary. There's a lot of stuff happening with the beach. I don't know, it's just scary stuff. You know, the beach is what is that? First of all, the beach is big. And you be out there in the water and your foot get caught on something. I don't know. I always come back bit up. Like, what's down there? Your feet come with, you go in the shower, your feet is burning. You come from the beach. So much be happening when you're coming from the beach. You know, like, I got to watch stuff to cut me and, I don't know. The sand be hot. I don't know. It's just sun. There's no trees. And I have a big phobia of large spaces, large open spaces. Like, I can't do large open spaces. You know, that's my thing. I don't like large open spaces. Even my house, I'm in a room. I want to actually turn my bed into a tent. Yeah, I'm working on it. So the beach freaks me out. Like, open spaces like that freaks me out. I want to be by a tree. Gotta have some type of coverage. I can't just have sky. And don't let it be cloudy. Because, you know, you look on the horizon and the clouds and it look like something's out there. I don't like the beach like that. It got to be like a lot of people on there. And who wants to be in there? I don't know. I'm just, but you wanted to go out. You know, it's the adventure of going. You know, you get your coolest together. You wake up early. We're going to get up there early.
That's it. That's always the plan.
And everybody had the same idea as you. So we're still full. Be mad.
Yeah, we should try to get a good spot. Wait a minute, how
right.
they feed us here? Good taste.
They be there, man. They be there. They do not be playing when it comes to beach time.
Yeah, it's like the picnic in a park. Everybody, okay, we're going to go and we're going to do this. Okay, we're leaving out at such and such, and like you say, everybody had the same idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's full already. Yeah. You have to leave out at midnight and hold that space.
Mm-hmm. You got to get in when you fit in. Yep, so that's how it does. But, you know, I'm ready to go. But, you know, I don't mind doing the pool. I really don't mind doing the pool. But because it's the public pool, I just feel like it's, like, a lot of kids there. Like, they need an adult pool. Got the kiddie pool and the adult pool. I don't know, it's just, like, a lot of children there. Like, I don't want nobody to accuse me of looking at children in bathing suits. I don't know.
No, it's like you rent a room down here to go swimming in the pool, and the pool is full of children. Like, well, you can't swim because they're running around and so many children there. Like, okay.
Right. Well, you're right.
Stop them. Just say no jumping. Stop them.
Right. And then the lifeguards. Okay, so we went to the pool last year. It was toward the end of the summer. It was in August. And so it started to die down. Because kids had to get ready for school or whatever the case may be. So it started to die down. So we went with our neighbor kid. We took him into the pool because we had to have an excuse to go in there. So we took him to the pool. And the lifeguard was awesome, Lady C. However, they were all young. They were young, very young. And I think a lifeguard was on sleep. He was asleep, Lady C. He tried to front like he wasn't sleeping, but he was sleeping. I caught him. And you know I ain't no good. You know I ain't no good, Lady C. Because I was talking to him, and he didn't respond. And next thing you know, I just yelled at him, "Oh, my God, you're sleeping." he jumped up looking around, and he started shaking his head. Like, no, it wasn't. Yes, you was. I don't feel safe. You were sleeping.
You can't save a life if you're asleep.
That's what I was saying to him, yo. He was so petro. He was like, no, I'm not. I'm up. What are you talking about? I said, I was almost drowning and you were sleeping. I was mad loud. He was like, shh, no, I'm not, shh. He had his Baywatch shades on. He like head tilted to the side. Like you can tell body language that he was.
Yeah.
You know, you can tell body language that he was. But yeah, he
did. Look, he was partying. This was his summer money. This was just fun money. And yeah, he's like, this is the last few days. Not gonna be nobody here really. I can go out tonight. Ain't gonna be too many people at the pool tomorrow and take a nap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I gotta get a new bathing suit. Cause my bathing suit strap pop, and I had a tankini. But, you know, the briefs kept rolling down, Lady C. That's not a good look when the briefs keep rolling down.
No.
So I'm trying to get me a one-piece. I'm going to get me a one-piece. But then it keep rising, and your booty got a thong on.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to figure it out. Yeah. Shout out. I'm going to go to justmysize.com. That's my site right there. Just my site.
I haven't been there in a while. I need to go see. I need a new bathing suit.
But it has some on sale for like $55. No. So I'm like, all right, I can work with that. I can afford that. It's the Monday Night Jukebox. Who's on fleek? We're going to have a good time this summer. We're going to go to, what's that thing? Coney Island. We're going to do shit. I'm not going to be in the house, so unfortunately, we're going to go on vacation and come back in, like, November. I'm lying, October. Come back in October. I know summer's over in August, but now I got to recoup from summertime. So I got to take September off and come back in August. Just being honest with y'all.
I'm trying to live my life, okay?
Right, at the same time, you know. Yeah.
I
want to
stay outside
live my
of
life.
This apartment.
Huh?
You know, you want to see outside, and that's all. I got to hurry back home. I'm having a good time. Oh, I got to stop now. I got to get back to the house to do this.
Right, I'm not going to be able to promote it like I used to. It's going to be hot. I'm going to be sweating under my titties. Ain't nobody got time for that. Nope, I ain't even going to do it. So maybe June next month will probably be our last shows or something like that. And then we'll be back. We'll reconvene with some new stuff. With some new stuff. Yeah. Because I don't have AC. I can't afford AC. Nobody's donating money. I don't have no sponsorships. Nobody's buying anything. So, yeah, I got to go recoup. You know, I can't rock like that. Yeah, so let me go ahead and finish up this playlist. We'll be back right after this. Did I play this song? I don't know. I think I played this, right? I don't know.
I don't think so tonight.
All right. Be right back, guys.
Take me, I'm yours, and I can't stop the way that I feel.
Welcome back to Monday Night Jukebox Musically Inclined. I'm your hostess, LaCrush Hearts, and I got my girl, Lady C. Louisiana. This is what I don't be appreciating about the 70s, 80s, and 60s. Nigga, in the song. Why the song gotta be 10 minutes and a half an hour long? In that bitch.
And they want you to dance the whole, they used to want us to dance the whole song. By the end of the song, you done worked out.
By the time
it's
over,
you done worked out.
I'm going to the, right, I'm going to the bar. Y'all play too much. Give me a cup of water. But, you know, I get it. I really do get it. Because back then, it wasn't just, oh, this individual singer. It was about a band.
Yes.
I think technology did that. Because all the stuff that you heard was really live instruments. You know, people actually playing these beats and the drums, and then they came out with the synthesizer, and bit by bit the computer was starting to replace the actual musician. So it wasn't just, you know, Beyonce. It was Beyonce and her band, you know. It, you know, they were never just focused on the singer. No, because everybody had a solo. The drummer had a solo. The guitarist had a solo. The keyboard had a solo. You know, like everybody had their little piece, their little second, their moment to shine. Right, they had their little chance to be the moment to shine. And then I was looking
get your
at
shine on.
Right, I was looking at the videos of the you know, the classic male groups, the male bands,
right,
boy bands, if you will. And it could be like 14 of them. But everybody had their moment. You know, they rotated. They did a two-step and spun, and then whoever was in the back ended up in the front. You know, like they just did that smooth, you know. They did a slide, and whoever was on the left ended up, you know, in the middle. So it was like everybody had a moment to shine. Now it's just focus on that one person, you know.
It's all me. It's all me.
It's all about me. Right. And I think that's what happened with the boy band. We can't appreciate that. You know, and even the concept of the song, Treat Her Like a Lady. Can you imagine that being on the radio in 2015?
Wow. Well, first of all, they're going to, what's a lady? Who's a lady? You know, you
need
a lady.
Right. It's going to be playing Treat Her Like a Lady. And the next show, the next song is going to be Chris Brown. These bitches ain't loyal. Wait, what?
Yeah.
How does that work out?
Oh, she's a side chick.
Right. She the trap queen. Oh, no. I didn't know. It's hard out here being a woman. But
being a single woman.
Right, being a single, yeah. Why? Why is y'all here? I don't even want a relationship now. Y'all play too much. I feel like I gotta fight the cause. I gotta stay. Gotta stay safe.
I'm looking for a good woman, but can you be a freak? Wait a minute, hold on. Make up your mind what you want.
Are freaks bad, though? Yes, a freak is bad. That should be the show for Crushing After Dark. But I'm going to tell you anyway what I think. Yes, being a freak is bad because you have to have bad thoughts to be freaky. You got to think outside of the box. This is not normal. That's
right.
What makes you freaky. You know, well, how can you be good and freaky at the same time? So therefore, if you're freaky, you know, like wanting a menage a trois, you don't want a monogamous relationship. You can't have both.
The thing is, with being freaky, it's okay, but you got to make it, you got to have a certain circle. See, if you come and say, oh, I will lick, da-da-da-da-da-da, so you want to kiss me, you say you've been licking ass, oh, no. So this is something that, I mean, you've done it already, you've been doing it. No, you're not kissing me.
All right. So, ladies, see, we're not even going to continue this conversation. Because we're running out of time.
All right.
But that's going to be the Crushing After Dark segment of the Honey Sweet. so what's that? The third Tuesday. So May 19th. What's a freak? We gotta go to the conversation and find out what's a freak and if it's a good thing.
Yes.
Does it make you? Is it freak or being freaky a good thing?
Good question.
Right. I don't know. I don't think so. The way I've been, all types of everything up under the sun. So I don't think it really is. Like, it's taboo to be freaky. That's
whack. Taboo to be public about it.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You have to be undercover to be a freak. That's whack.
That's the thing. Don't tell everybody. Don't let them know.
Well, that's why it's a bad thing. Anyway, we already came up with show topics. This has been the Monday Night Jukebox Musically Inclined on Fall Fantasy Radio. Thanks for sharing your good news and spending some time with us and then chatting and enjoying the music. And we'll be here again tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, for the Honey Suite, calling all my parents, especially the single moms out there, single dads, weigh in on the conversation. Can a woman raise a man? There we go. 805-830-8320. FullFantasyRadio.com is the website. And we're going to leave you with some music. Have a great evening and see y'all tomorrow. I'm about to go have some steak and some potatoes and
ooh,
some green beans and some corn. Yeah. Shout out to Charisma, that Alabama cooker. Later, Lady C.
Later.
Later, guys. Tomorrow.